What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of All of It. I'm your host, Jay. With me is myself, and I once again giving you the second part of my Darth Sidious rant. The kids are gonna be doing the background noises for me. So I had to do a little bit more research on Sidious because I was trying to figure out what all this shit actually was. This man was the fucking creature. Okay, like, I'm just gonna read off a list of shit that like, it's just basic. It's just like the basic shit he used in the movies, right? Force conceal, which is basically being able to conceal your force signature, kind of like off of Dragon Ball Z, where like they would lower their power level so low that they couldn't be like detected, if you will. I feel like that's the same thing. But it's cool as shit, and so that's why he was able to like be around all the Jedi and all that other good stuff for so long. And like it said that it was just natural, like he could do it without even knowing that he was doing it. So yeah, like, bro, Sidious, like the more into Star Wars I dive, like the more about certain people, it like they start to become dope as hell. Like I never knew that. Like starting off, I knew about Star Wars, but like looking at it, I was just like, it's okay, I guess. And then like I actually started reading the books, or actually started watching like the audio comics on YouTube and shit, and fucking seeing how in depth they went from how Darth Vader felt and all that other stuff to like different kind of force abilities. Like Palpatine is him, like like Palpatine or was him, like just okay, he could use force conceal, force lightning, and like he could do so much more with force lightning. Like I was reading that Darth Bane was he wasn't as powerful in Force Lightning as Palpatine is, but like he had such great control over it, he could like put up a force field around a single person without them being shocked, but everybody else would be like, I didn't know that, like that was some shit that you could do with the force. I thought like you just had your force choke, force push, force pull, your fucking lightning and your Jedi mind trick and shit. But like, bruh, oh my god. So like, there's this move called lightning grenade that happened in Star Wars Force Unleashed. Like when Starkiller was fighting Darth Sidious, and you know where he like levitates and he like throws those electrified hunks of like metal at him, and you gotta like dodge it. I played the game, and so like I just thought that was just a game, you know. Like I thought that was just in the game. It made it explode because, of course, in every action game, like you gotta have, like the dude's gotta always have something that explodes. No, that's actually a real thing. Like it didn't matter if it was metal, if it was anything like that. Like he could use the fucking force, electrify whatever it was he was holding, throw it, and it would burst in like a like an electric grenade, like electric field, like, and it would shock everything that was in the vicinity. And like, it, and it's called lightning grenade. Like, what the fuck? Like, you mean to tell me that this nigga could just shoot lightning grenades, like, out of his ass like that? Bruh! Oh, and it gets, of course, you know, of course you have telekinesis where he could pick shit up and throw shit and, like, all of that. Bruh, this, he had telekinesis, which was cool and everything, but this nigga was so fucking powerful with goddamn force that this man literally, apparently, I don't know if this is real because I haven't actually read it my damn self. I was just watching a video and they had said something about it. But, like, apparently, this dude could pull down starships like fucking Darth Vader could. And Starkiller. Like, and allegedly he could pull one that was about to jump into hyperspace. He pulled it. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, he just yanked it. Like, just, come here. Like, Scorpion, get over here. Like, your mama when she about to whoop your ass because you done knocked over her favorite vase. Get your ass over here. Like, nigga. The shit. Bruh. Bruh. Oh, and another thing. Like, I also rewatched. I know this is about Sidious, but I watched Obi-Wan, and like Darth Vader coming out of that tunnel, and they pulled a fake on him. Like, did a little bit of a switch do there, and he pulled the first ship out of like damn near like getting out of park, like. Just it like I just watched his behavior because you can't tell what I watched his behavior more than I watched like trying to figure out what he said. And so like I watched his behavior because it was really hard to tell when he was like upset or anything. Bro, this man just walked in like no hesitation, no fucking nothing. Just raised his hand and just started pulling a fucking spaceship out of the fucking air, dude. Like, the only reason why he was being pushed back was because of the fucking thrusters. Like, nigga. Not only did you just pull a fucking spaceship out of the fucking sky, you are still, like, you use the force enough to where you can stabilize yourself from against the fucking, like, the thrusters. And then not only that, he just sat it down and started ripping out the insides of, bruh. Anyway, Palpatine can also use fucking force choke in clone, and like he can use force choke. Clone Wars does a really good job of showing this off, where I forget what Palpatine and Dooku were talking about, but they were talking about something, and like, mind you, he's like I want to say like a couple of light years away, and through like holocalls, like he's force choking Dooku, like Dooku, like the guy who gave Anakin and fucking Obi-Wan a run for their money a couple of times. Hey, I said a couple, okay, for all the Unlost Fam nerds out there. Holster your keyboard. Holster the keyboard. I said a couple. Anyway, like, Dooku was strong in his own right. Like, even though the dude was, like, 80-something years old, like, Dooku was strong in his own right. And, like, just... And just, like, with no pun intended, like, sheer force of will, like, he just reached out and literally just started choking the shit out of him. Like, first off, this man is old. Like, why are you gonna make him go through that anyway? You know his breathing bad already, but, you know, anyway. Like, he had, Like, he could use force levitate. Bruh, and another thing I didn't know fucking Sidious could use, and it was only on the game, he could use force storm, where he creates, well, there are two different versions of it, from my understanding, where you can create create a storm around you, like with no force field, but like you just stand in one spot and like it just happens around you, and it's telekinesis to pick everything up and go around you and shit, and like basically it's like you create a hurricane minus the rain, but all of the wind and lightning. He could use fucking the other one is where you create a force field around you, and then you use everything, and you use telekinesis to make everything around you go fucking sideways, and you just hurl lightning at everything. That's the other one. And he could use force rage like Darth Malgus, Darth Vader. I want to say Darth Maul could have used it. I don't know. I think he can. But where, you know, you just build on your anger and your hatred, and it just, it augments your strength and your speed and stuff like that. He could use dark aura. Bruh, dark, like, this shit here is the most fucking creepy. Dark aura, it was, like, you just stand there, right? You just stand there, and you just start seething with anger and, like, all the things that make up the dark side. Like, you use all of that. That's what's fueling it, but like it's like this what they say, like it's just dark side energy, like just comes out of you, and like everybody around you can like start to go insane and die, like bruh. Oh my god, like, how fucked up is that? Like, you walk into a room and somebody just bumps into you, and like automatically everybody around you just starts fighting or just starts going insane or something. Like, no matter where the fuck you walk, like, just, you literally wreak havoc. Like, anyway. Essence transfer, where he puts like his spirit, his consciousness into another body. We all knew he could do that. Force persuade, which apparently it's to the level of which he can literally take over your body. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, this man can literally take over your body if you wanted to. Like, and make you do shit. So, like, your consciousness would not be there. Like, you would be going insane, essentially. But your body parts would still be doing whatever it is Sidious wanted your body parts to be doing. So, there's that. Like, nigga. Bruh, Sidious, bruh. And on top of that, he was like ridiculously, like, he was the GOAT at fucking force magic in his time period. Uh-huh. Yep. I can hear y'all motherfuckers grabbing the keyboards now. Holster them. Anyway, like, force magic, that opens up a whole nother fucking plethora of shit that he could use and do, and like a whole slew of like force abilities. But the one thing that I do know from Star Wars Rebels, the cartoon, he created something in the world between worlds where Ahsoka and I don't know his name. I don't know the dude's name. It escapes me right now. I want to say Cade or Caden or something like that. And like he basically uses like he used his like fort like dark side magic shit to actually like harm them in the world that lives in the space between realities. Like, what the fuck can you not do? Like, bruh, like, what? Bottom line, if Sidious wants you, he can have you. Like, like, he is the old nigga that be in that still kicking, who's on death row in solitary confinement. But like, he's not getting just like three hots in a cot. This nigga is getting like gourmet shit sent to him and brought to him by the warden while he's in solitary confinement. Like, you don't know what he did to get that, and everybody else doesn't know. But all you know is, like, not to fuck with this nigga, because Sidious is him. Like, Sidious is him. Like, no, nigga, no. No, Darth Vader is him at the same time, but he's not Sidious version of him. Like, him, leave him nigga alone. Him, that nigga there. No. No, mama, there go that man. No. No, bro. Mm-mm. No, you couldn't. Like, now that I know this much about, like, Sidious and, like, Darth Sidious and Darth Vader, bruh, I would have been on my best behavior as well. Fuck, no. Like, I would have been on my best ass mother boy, bruh, like, oh, man. Like, you know that one bad kid that be in your neighborhood, but y'all go to the same church? But, like, when you go to the church, this nigga is a fucking angel? That would have been me. No, every day will be Sunday. What? You want me to go destroy this? You want me to go take out this whole plant, this whole solar system? Yes, sir. And, like, no. No, nigga. Can you imagine, like, so when Sidious get so like with force lightning, like the more upset you get, the more powerful it is. Like, can you imagine how bad of an ass whooping that would have been for Darth Vader after fucking Mustafar? Nigga. Bruh, like, in any adaptation and in any kind of book, comic, anything that I have seen, bruh, Sidious did it that one time, and he didn't have to do it no fucking more. Like, every other time, it has just been, like, Sidious saying, Vader, I'm upset with you. And then, it, like, gave that nigga a stern talking to. Like, he ain't have to use lightning on his ass no more, except for when Vader actually physically tried to fight Sidious. But, like, out of just sheer anger and rage, just because he was pissed off at Vader, nah, I have not seen, like, and Vader just needed that one time. He needed that one good ass whooping. Bruh, Sidious took that nigga robotic ass but over his knee. I done told your ass not to do it. You stay where I can fucking see you. I I told you about running around with those badass kids. Fucking Obi-Wan and the Jedi. Oh shit. Anyway. Whew. Oh yeah, also I don't know if this I wanna say this is in Legends. Sidious created a black hole using the Force, or he closed a black hole using the Force. Cause I know Luke also did it, but Sidious, I think Luke closed it, but I'm not sure if Sidious closed it or, like, this is two different times. Like, if Sidious closed a black hole or if he opened one. He can also use Force Maelstrom or Maelstrom. I want to say it's Maelstrom. Also, Force Whirlwind is just a really strong version of Force Push. It's not just the Force that hits you. It's the actual wind itself that fucking hits you. And it's so strong that... Another thing. So when Darth Vader and Palpatine and fucking Sidious, like Sidious are using like Force Push and Force Throw, these shits are strong enough to fucking kill people. Like not on I'm upset at you. No. Not like I'm a pissed off and this is like my full extent. No, like on a regular. Like they get out of bed and like they yawn and they have enough force. Like they push and pull niggas with enough force to like snap spines and shit. Like, so just think about like how these motherfuckers are actually like. How strong these motherfuckers actually are when they are pissed. That's why I'm saying, like, Darth Vader needed that one time when Sidious was pissed off and he pulled off his lightning belt and folded it and went to work. But also, it could be coupled with the fact that It's in speculation that Vader tried to use the Force against Sidious, but it didn't work, and so that added on to his pissed offness. But I don't know. Either way, like Sidious is just a fucking monster, dude. Like, and I've always wondered, like, you use Force concealed. Like, how were you able to conceal your eyes? You know, like. Did he use the Star Wars equivalent of contact lenses, or is that part of like Force Conceal as well? I don't know. I'm pretty sure y'all know, or one of y'all knows. Somebody knows somewhere out there. But yeah, man. Like, see, like how? And like another thing. Like, I get that Darth Vader was allegedly, like, a shell of himself, but, like, this man was so mad at you. Not only did he just, like, literally fucked you over. Like, this man literally have fucked you over. And what's crazy is the fact that I see a lot of similarities in Star Wars or ideologies or certain ways of doing shit is people in the real world, dude. Like, case in point, dudes. Like, motherfuckers are like, talk shit about you behind your back and then, like, just take it, like, in that right, the right moment, they'll take everything you got. Like, Darth Vader and fucking Darth Sidious. Like, bruh. Anyway, but that's just me. Ryan, get down, bud. Anyway, that's it for me. Hell, I might put up some more shit on Darth. I'm gonna do Darth Tyrannus next. But yeah, that's it for me. Later.